We'll begin with number 254, On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand, and then we'll go right into Heavenly Sunlight. Go. The Great Redeemer. Verse 1 and 3, basses have the lead in the chorus. What that means is don't drag, basses, okay? Letting you know right up front. Keep that tempo moving. Do, mi, so.
How about the Great Redeemer, who is doing so much for me? When the joy I tell the story of the love that makes him free, still my earthly life is ended.
I will say,
and in the world of love, my joy, so
worship the King. Doso.
Oh, worship the King, the glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, the brilliant His splendor, and girded with
happy. Do me.
In the shadow of your grave, you are in so blue. In the pale and empty grave, all the holy
Number 44, to God be the glory. Do so.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done, so loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
Yeah.
it is well with my soul. Sing verse 1 and 2, followed by the chorus, and then verse 3 and 4, followed by the chorus. Anyone in here using a hymn book? Please raise your hand if you are. Okay, if not, I won't call the numbers out. But I go places and I won't call the number out, and they'll say, please call the number out. We have people that are looking in a book. So if you're not, I won't bother. But did I see a hand over here? Oh, well. Okay, I'll give the number out. Okay. It is well with my soul. Do mi so. Supplement book, number 78, Faithful Love. Do. Oh. from the supplement, number 97, Servant's Song. Sing all three verses. Do mi. Dare to stand like Joshua. Do.
We are bound for Canaan's land. Take it by the way. Who shall be us on the road to Jordan today?
Number 205, Amazing Grace. Oh, so.
Oh.
Supplement number 6. Magnify, oh magnify. Do.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in His glorious image. We ever strive to be like Him. He alone is holy, He alone is righteous, cry aloud with gladness and glory in Him. Cry aloud with gladness and glory in Him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He will bring us into His wondrous glory to perfect fellowship with Him. We will see His wonder, we will see His beauty, cry aloud with gladness and joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him.
Number 15 from the supplement. Exalted. Do. What is love? Number 62. Now the supplement. You know this song. I'll just tell you a little story about it. The couple that wrote it, Gerald and Jean McBride. Sister McBride passed away last year. But whenever my dad received this song from this couple, he received it on a cassette tape with Gerald playing this melody and singing this song to his wife as a love song, and he was using a guitar. And gave it to my dad and to see what my dad might be able to do with it. But someone was with my dad that writes with my dad, Brother Landrum. Some of y'all know Brother Landrum. Said, RJ, I just don't think that song's going to make it, going to fly. I don't think you can do anything with it. Well, anyway, they put a third verse to it. So anyway, this song is a very powerful song. I was in Bowling Green, Kentucky last year, and a lady came up to me who was related to the McBrides, said, your father wrote the third verse of that song. And I said, well, I didn't know that. I never asked him. I just noticed that it was arranged by him. I said, no, your dad wrote the third verse. Well, then last fall, I was in a gospel meeting down in South Texas and in a place called Mauriceville. And one day, we went over to visit Brother Landrum, whose health is failing. And I knew he was with my parents, he and his wife, up in Tennessee when they received the song. And I said, Brother Landrum, did my dad write the third verse of that song? Said, yeah, he did. And I said, well, I'll be. He never mentioned that at all. He never put his name down as being the writer of the third verse. And then a fellow that I was with in Pensacola, Florida, back in February, was writing up a lesson book, and he was doing a lesson book with a song that fits with each lesson in his lesson book. And the one song he wanted to use is What Is Love? And he said, can I use that song? I said, you need to call the McBrides and get permission from them. And that's how I found out that Sister McBride had passed away. And I told this fellow, this preacher, I said, who was writing this book, I said, I understand my dad wrote the third verse. Well, he wrote back to me a little bit later and said, I don't think so. And I said, why? He said, because I called Brother McBride, and Brother McBride said he wrote it. So I told you all of that to tell you, I really don't know who wrote it. It doesn't really matter. You know, it really doesn't, because these people that write a lot of these songs that we've been using, some of our brethren, brothers and sisters, they're just happy that they're being used. They don't want anything for them. They don't want any compensation whatsoever. And but they did tell me, though, I believe at the very end of this song where it says, God is power, God is might. It ended with God is power, God is love. And I think Sister Landrum came up with, that needs to end with a stronger word. And that ended with the word might. So, now, if I call Brother McBride, he might say, no, I wrote that last word to that song. I don't think I'll call him. Okay, but anyway, it's interesting when you go back and you look at songs that have been written and you find out things about these songs that are kind of interesting. Immortally Arrayed that my dad wrote, that's number 235 in the hymn book. He wrote the music. A guy named Harry Presley wrote the words, the lyrics. And the two of them never met. They never, ever met. They wrote the song My Home Above. And neither one of them, they never met. But their words came together. This man was from Oklahoma, and my dad was in California at the time. But good lyrics and good music that complements each other can live on, and we're using them today. But this one here, I believe, is a beautiful song. And I know, I think y'all been using this song some already. Do me. This is a song that I don't really do a whole lot of directing on. It, to me, it just kind of, it leads itself, okay? Just don't, if you're going to take it from me, just don't drag it, okay? Do me.
Oh.
Number 679. Jesus, hold my hand. Alto lead in the chorus. If you'd like to stand, I know you've been sitting there for about 40 minutes. If you'd like to stand this time, if you're able, sing first and last. Do mi so. We'll pick up the tempo now.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Lead me safely through the singing sand, it is the price of Calvary. This would be my prayer before each day to help me to the best I can. For I need my life to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus.
Gave me a song. Now with the basses having the lead, number 664. Do me.
He took my burden all away. Humble and tired.
From your supplement, this has been requested, A Passion for My God, from the supplement, number 68. O mi sola,
I have a passion for
heaven,
I have a passion for heaven.
Is that new to many of you? Is it? I know some of you know it. Let's go back and do it one more time. We're going to record it again, Bob, okay? Go back to the beginning of it. The second time around was much better than the first verse. But I might be doing a little bit faster than some of you are used to. But that seemed like a good tempo? Was that good enough? All right. You're talking my game, okay? Do, do, mi, sol, la. Is it okay to go back now, Bob? Go ahead, okay. Do, mi, sol, la.
I have a passion for heaven's presence.
I know that my Redeemer lives. 479. Do, so.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever prays for me. I know eternal life begins from sin and sorrow free. I know.
Way 574.
Do me. I'm in the way the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land where it has been made. Telling the world that Jesus. Yes, I'm in.
back to the supplement, number 105. 105. Jesus is Lord. Y'all done this one here? Okay. When I'm teaching this or leading this for the first time, I try to get the people to feel that rhythm like we talked about last night. But Jesus is Lord, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is God, holy great I am. If we don't get that rhythm there, it'll lose its energy. It won't be as enthusiastic. But that's the way that is written. And the reason why I explained it to the crowd of 400 people at Bowling Green was the writer of the song was in the audience. So I thought we better do it right. Okay. Gail Garrison, those of you who know her. All right, very good song. Do. Everybody on the same note there.
Jesus is Lord, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is God, holy great I am. Jesus is Prince, holy King of kings. Jesus the Christ, the Lord of everything. Worthy is the Lamb.
Christ arose. We'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, followed by the chorus. 174.
Do, mi, so. Do, in the grave, Jesus, my Savior.
Powerful song. So many of these have been around for a long time. And aren't we encouraged to know that they're going to stay with us for as long as we're here, for as long as we're on this earth? I'm so glad that God told us what to use when it comes to praising Him. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And that is what we have done this afternoon. This has been very enjoyable, but more importantly is that that God has been pleased with our efforts. When all of God's singers, no, this was requested. When we all get to heaven, 194. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more songs. Okay. So, oh, you need to stop. We'll stop now. Keep going. Okay. Do mi so.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, cry and bless it, He'll prepare us a place.
When all of God's singers get home. Do, so.
What a song of delight in the city so bright, who have beneath heaven's red glow.
This is from the supplement. This may be new to some of you, called Until Then. This is what I wanted to lead this. I put this in. I think it's a beautiful song. Number 52 in the supplement. Do so.
Finding always a word, the troubled world.
Isn't that a good song? Powerful words in it. That song is number... I want you to notice something. On page 52 in your supplement. Okay, thank you. Second verse. Since I've lost my father. This has really hit home to me. He passed away 2 years ago last Monday. And I don't know if any of y'all saw on Facebook what my sister wrote to my dad, but it was pretty moving. But the things of earth, verse 2, will dim and lose their value. That phrase right there, that is so true. Since my father's passed away, the things of this world just don't seem that important. But when I look at someone like him and others who were faithful to the end, they've gone now. They've gone to where they wanted to be all along, and we wouldn't want to bring them back to this world that we live in. We want to go and join them. But that right there, I just don't look at things as like I did before. Things that were sentimental are not near as sentimental as they were. The what's valuable is what lies beyond this world. And so I just really, that song just really has made a big impression. It really helped me a lot in dealing with the loss of my father. Because some of you know how close he and I were. We were just as close as two men could be toward one another. And I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for him to know where he is. And those that you know that have gone on, yeah, we miss them. But man, when you look at this life and how it's fleeting, the time is fleeting. We're going to a place that's eternal. So we cannot even compare. So anyway, I just wanted to share that song with you, and you may decide you want to use that again. I'm sure you will. Okay. I'll Fly Away. Another requested song here. We've got this one. One more after this. Verse 1 and 3. Appropriate after the song before. I'm going to talk about what lies beyond this life. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, where joys are eternal. All right, here's the final song this afternoon, number 9. Our God, He is alive, and I only have 2 verses, I believe, verse 1 and 4. If you'd like to stand, then I'll turn it back over to Hugh. Okay. Do mi so.
There is beyond the ocean blue.